The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 13th of February, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, Nathan.
And good morning.
What kind of big national day is it today?
Well, have you ever heard of Galentine's Day?
Galentine's. No.
What does that mean, Carl? What do you think it means?
It means it's the Valentine's Day for women.
Oh, he was good.
You nailed it. It's where all the female friends get together and hang out and talk about what they think about Valentine's and what they want to do.
A lot of pressure Valentine's Day, I think. So Galentine's, and you said Malentine's is for men.
Right. That was yesterday. I don't know what we do because it's
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, I will tell you that on Valentine's Day, 70 years ago, tomorrow, 70. Now, try to go find a card. Now, I didn't go to Linda's Hallmark. But try to find a card, an anniversary card that goes to 70. My parents tomorrow would have been married. Little Chapel
will be married.
Will be married. 70. Yeah, that's right. They're alive, and my mom's 90. I'm going to be 90. My dad's 92. Married on Valentine's Day 70 years ago, and we celebrated at the Crab Feed. But
and 1,000 people,
and it's just remarkable. And I was supposed to go down there this weekend, and they both have colds. And my mom, we were going to go see Jesus Christ Superstar the musical because she gets these season tickets. And I didn't go. And wouldn't you know that would have been on Super Bowl Sunday. But, you know, you can always tape the show. But anyway, happy anniversary to Mom and Dad tomorrow. And Valentine's, I think Valentine's Day is a lot of people get engaged. A lot of people get married. But I think there's a lot of pressure for those expectations of Valentine. I used to expect to get flowers on Valentine's Day. And this is nothing against you. So don't take the male ego like, whoa. Because it's just too much. It's too much pressure on men.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, I kind of think it. I don't know. What do you think, Nathan?
I think everyone's got to pick their own road for that one because, you know, like someone I know just hates flowers, like thinks it's not as romantic as, let's say, chocolate or food or something that you prepare yourself.
So. Yeah. And there's this whole thing about Valentine's Day with the roses. And if you've gone to Safeway lately, the roses for a dozen were $39. Mm-hmm. Remember, you could go get them for 12. Now, maybe where I saw people in the past getting tons of roses was at Costco and at Trader Joe's. But anyway, so I think it's lovely. You can recognize, you know, people go to dinner. It's really a big money-making, like where they have four different blocks of entertainment, like at different restaurants and stuff like that. But anyway, happy Galentine's Day.
My Valentine's Day to you is going to be stuffing 14 antibiotic pills down Dina's throat.
This is what we're doing tomorrow with our horse.
That is a work of love.
It is a work of love, and we do it together.
And we all have antibiotics on us at the end. So now, we've all tasted it by the time it gets down her gullet.
Another reason, before I go read the weather, that we love our community is, like, say, for instance, we've developed a relationship with our vet, Dr. Bond. And that group, we would say, oh, Snooki, we'll bring her in. And I didn't have to wait for 2 weeks. You know, did not have to wait. So here, this blessing that we have is Crossroads Veterinarian with Dr. Shaw and her staff bring in the horse. They may not be able to work her in till the end of the day, but she's there getting the best care. We picked her up on Saturday. She's just had this continuation. She's getting better. But so we have to go out in the morning and in at the night, you know, night and try to get bute and 14 antibiotics in the morning, 14 at night that are going to be, you know, put into water and anyway.
Melted and all that.
So we do, if we do it together, it's a joyful thing. Half gets on her, whatever. We can get into her. But that, I said, you know what, tomorrow, Carl, and he said, I want to take you to dinner. That's what I want to do with you. Be out there with her.
You got it.
All right. Now the weather. Sunny today with a high of 64, overnight lows of 32. I am not kidding you about the drop in weather that's going to be happening. It's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Now tomorrow, they talk about slight chance of snow, which is weird. And then mostly sunny with a high of 51. So we do have almost like a 12 degree drop. Overnight lows of 32. So we will be out there putting a blanket on our baby. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 57. Overnight lows of 31. Partly sunny Thursday with a high of 50. Thursday night, chance of showers, and Friday, once again, chance of showers. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where it's a veteran-owned business with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay. Well, we got to talk Super Bowl. And because a lot of, because the Super Bowl is one of the most watched events every year. You know, it used to be the Academy Awards, used to be all these, and their viewership is so down, way down. So the Super Bowl yesterday, if you didn't have a chance to see it, they had a commercial by the star of who plays the Falcon in the Marvel ones, African American actor,
yes,
and a choir, and then if you've ever heard Johnny Cash's Raggedy Old Flag. What a beautiful segment. And paying homage to our country. And I mean, it was filmed down at the Smithsonian. They had the Young Marine Medal of Honor recipient.
Yeah, it was beautifully done.
Was in it. And I mean, it was really.
We both cried. We had to watch it again. And did you feel patriotism yesterday?
I think in that. Well, yeah, I always feel. I always feel patriotic, and it surprises me when other people don't. But I mean, it really does. But I think that most of us are, at least up here in the North State.
And Chris Stapleton singing the national anthem,
yeah,
and just everything that all female flyers flying over.
Yeah, the four planes flying over were piloted by women for the first time. You know, all women. You know,
it was beautiful. It was absolutely. They showed a couple people, you know, tearing up as the national anthem that were, you know, on the sidelines. I don't know about you, but it was refreshing for me to see that they were honoring our country.
Yep. No, I've gotten past this.
208 people, more than 200 people watched the Super Bowl in 2022. This year, 208 million. Okay. Last year. So I'm not sure what the numbers are this year, but as they were showing Munich, they were showing India, they were showing Africa, they were showing all these different places around the world that watched the Super Bowl. And then, of course, Rihanna fans got a real taste of a real show at halftime. Some people didn't like the fact that, you know, she touched parts of her body. But other than that, you know, it really was a visual. It was very stunningly beautiful. It was stunning with the choreography and the staging. It truly was.
All of the announcers beforehand showing their infinite wisdom.
Did you have a favorite commercial?
Well, let me finish this thought. And all the announcers in their infinite wisdom saying the Eagles were going to win, I found that interesting. And most people said that Eagles are going to win. But you know what? You can't take into. I mean, they don't take into account the winning, the ferocity of Patrick Mahomes, and the. And how you could ever think that how everybody, every one of them thought the Eagles were going to win. And that was interesting. But the commercials. The one there was a commercial that played twice, and it talked about Jesus. Mm. Jesus is us, and you know it drove, of course, some of the left. I shouldn't say a lot crazy, because they actually had a commercial, 2 30-second spots in the Super Bowl that cost $7 million a piece, talking about Christianity and Jesus is us and loving your enemy. And all of these things. And, I mean, and it was, the ranks of Christians, at least the ones going to church, ones that say they believe in God and Jesus or Muhammad and whatever, is dropping. And so why not go out there and, have a commercial like this? I mean, on the Grammys, they've got Satan doing a guy acting like he's Satan doing doing one of their acts. And so I thought that was refreshing. But I think I had two favorites. But we got to take a break.
Mm.
And we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, owned by Doug Tooley, has been in the business, been your dish retailer for over 30 years. He does a great job. I can't tell you how proficient, professional, and just what a nice guy Doug Tooley is. So don't call the 800 number. No, call Doug Tooley at 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-3474. It's a local business. if you're looking at dish, if you're looking to see some of the great deals that are out there, and Doug Tooley has got a ton of them, call 530-241-3474. B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier Local Retailer. We'll be right back.
Moment so different and so new was like any other until I kissed you and then it happened.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to our Monday morning here on KCNR. Currently 47 degrees if you're just tuning in. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We've got a good hour here, or a good, excuse me, a good 40 minutes here before we bring in Shasta College this morning at the 8 o'clock hour, and they always have great information. We are discussing Super Bowl. We've got some other major headlines, world headlines to discuss with you as well. I've got a list of things. I'm sure you do too. But right now we were talking about, like, what was your favorite commercial? Everybody talks about this after the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, there were several that were really funny. There was two. I had no idea what they were talking about. I don't know who they were advertising. I don't know any of that because it just wasn't clear. But the one for T-Mobile with John Travolta and the two regular guys that used to be on Scrubs.
Yeah, you love that.
That was
the
funny.
Musicals.
That was funny. And the other one, of course, was Dunkin' Donuts that had, I didn't recognize him in the first 15 seconds.
That was cute.
or 10 seconds or whatever. The guy working behind the counter and trying to get it, he wasn't getting it done, right? But then and people would come up and he'd be giving them free donuts and stuff. And he was getting his picture taken. It was Ben Affleck. He's working with his Dunkin' Donuts uniform. And who pulls up? But J-Lo. And she's just chews him out for, this is where you go to, when you say you just want to get out for a while and go to work. This is where you want to go to work. Here, Dunkin' Donuts. He goes, I really like it, Dunkin' Donuts. She says, well, bring me a glazed home. I mean, and then there were all these other stars.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
big stars that were in all these commercials.
Right. P. Diddy did the Uber One, the one hit.
Yeah. Diddy don't do jingles.
Ben Stiller. I mean, of course, Zoolander is one of my favorite stupid movies. I love his stupid movies. Dodgeball. I mean, just stupid funny. So he does his Pepsi Zero Sugar. Great acting or great taste. There's a couple of those. There is, let's see. We have definitely GM and Netflix. Why not EV? Breaking Bad. How about the popcorners on Breaking Bad?
It was just like he was talking about, you know, meth, but they were talking about this popcorn, and they had the guy, the original guy that played Walter White, and then they had the guy that played Jesse, and then the bad guy, the Hispanic drug dealer.
Yeah.
He says, and they said, we have six flavors. Seven! I want seven! You know what? If nothing else, where people used to jump up and run out during the, during commercials, you have a tendency to stay during the commercials and see what they're going to
do. They have such
that
creative.
One about are we ready for electric vehicles?
Oh, it's called premature electrification.
Oh my god!
By Ram,
there were so many. Can I say double entendres?
Oh yes,
in that?
Double entendres. I bet you. I said right, Carl.
Startup. Stop.
Yeah.
Startup.
Stop.
Start. Stop.
Yeah. But I thought that whoever did the ad on that particular commercial, that, you know, the Super Bowl always pushes the envelope. Usually those commercials push the envelope. They do something so creative. And I thought that that was super funny and super creative. It really was.
Because it was a ad for the, I think it was a Dodge Ram that said that it can re-energize itself or something like that. But it was a, it was funny.
And then you had, the golfing with, all of, I mean, there were a lot of stars that came out.
Tony Romo was in two separate, commercials. One about the golfing one. They had it was take off on Groundhog Day.
And how
not
about
Groundhog Day, but
yeah, Groundhog. I know what you're talking. Caddyshack. Yeah.
No.
How about Kia's Binky Dad?
Okay. Okay. And if you've been a parent, you'll understand this one. They get to their hotel, they're checking in, the little kid's there and
crying,
and the wife says, "Did you get his binky or her binky?" And he just has this look of horror on his face. So he hops in his car and takes off. He's getting cheered by people. You know, I mean, he's like a national hero. Cops are giving him escorts.
Yeah.
People are standing on overpasses saying, "Binky Dad!"
Because it's gone out completely. It's
in the news.
Yeah.
So he gets home, grabs a binky, jumps back in the car, drives all the way back. Of course, when he goes in there and he sticks the binky in the baby's mouth, the baby looks up at him and goes, spits it out. She says, "You know, he hates the yellow binky. He likes his blue one." And then he charges out again.
And I thought it was adorable. Bradley Cooper and his mom. That was really.
Okay, I was wandering.
You
around
were. You didn't see that. That was really nice. Okay, so there you go. You had a lot of actors come out.
Let's go out to the big play of the game. The huge,
what was
the huge
that
play
for you?
Of the game is in the last few couple minutes, 2 minutes, a holding call was flagged against the Eagles. Chiefs are moving, but they were down. It was like third and eight or something. And the Eagles cornerback, gets called for holding. And, universal condemnation from the announcers and everybody. Well, the young man that the flag was thrown against has come out and said, the Eagles, instead of the Eagles getting the ball around with about 1:50 to go and a timeout, the Chiefs used the clock and then kicked the field goal with 8 seconds left. The cornerback says, "Hey, refs made the right call. I was holding. It was a holding. I tugged his jersey. I was hoping they would let it slide," he said. And he did it. But it wasn't like a flagrant turning him around. But, yes, he held him and kept him from getting to where he was supposed to be.
It was slight,
but a lot of people are saying it's too big a game to let something like that maybe change the game. But here's Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni said there were way too many other variables throughout the game to blame the refs. The loss on this one call. It always appears to be one call. That's not what it is. So many teams contribute to the result of the game. Today they were better.
Guess
you know what? That is taken.
That's the heart of a champion.
Whoa, both of them. Both of them. The cornerback says, "Yeah, should it have been called? Should the guy have done it? They were pretty much letting him play. That was pretty much a flag-free game, if you think about it." I mean, except for, some that were real obvious, like offsides or something like that, 5-yard penalties. But I don't think there was one pass interference call. Maybe this one. And they let him play. And those guys played their hearts out.
I wonder how much flack the announcers. Now, I don't know the names of the announcers. There was the one guy who was a former NFL player. And he was saying during that, he just was honest about it, so you can't, get mad, but, he said, "I think that should have just been, at this stage in the game, they should have let that go." That was his opinion. And so I wonder if, because it was all, this is Fox. If, you know, I mean, should the announcers be able, as they're giving their
of course
call by call, I think that they should have the right to be able to say that, like that, you know, and it was really interesting because he is freshly off the field to be able to give his, and he's very articulate as well, to give his, what he's telling you is happening during the game.
Yeah, he's the color guy.
Yeah, he's the color guy. But I truly found that the entire game we watched beforehand, the stories about the Kelce brothers, I found it very entertaining. I enjoyed myself. I had joy in watching that game yesterday. I didn't have drudgery. There was joy. Now, watching the Academy Awards used to be joyful for me. And I bring out the champagne, I put the table right in front of the refrigerator, and I dress up and be all excited about it. I now cringe because I never know. You want to see the gowns, you want to be able to have this old Hollywood glamour feeling, but it's tough. So we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got
a whole bunch of stuff
local things and some headlines to talk about.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years. Let's start all over again. Cornerstone Community Bank, 15 years ago they started, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, very happy with it. They treat us very well. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning and welcome to our Monday edition here of KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is your talk radio, KCNR1460.com. Streaming chat pack is open, 96.5 FM on your dial, 1460 AM. This portion of the show will be brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst has been doing this for over 20 years. There's nobody better than repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it repaired the proper way, in the Crackmaster way. Whether it's a chip or a cracks up past 24 inches in length, he'll fix it. And for a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Okay.
I do want to do a shout out to Lynn Ann Foster, Casey Fatch, Dr. Muhammad Khan, April, who spoke, and Rachel Freeman Sowers, who was the keynote speaker Friday at the Go Red Luncheon, which was sold out. It was a beautiful event after, you know, COVID and not being able to have this. It was like a new kind of no silent auction, beautiful vendors that were had to do with women's heart health. And Dr. Khan always has the most interesting and fun statistics, like burning calories and what you can do to burn calories, like a passionate kiss. How many calories you can burn in a passionate kiss. That's his sense of humor. It was lovely. It was really just a great event. I was honored to ask to MC, and so I was able to introduce the speakers. And it was a beautiful event held at the Holiday Inn. I thought that the food was really nice. You know, sometimes when you do those banquets that, you know, anyway, it was just a beautiful presentation, and hats off to all of the women and business people and men that came to the Holiday Inn for Go Red Luncheon. Very big success, and congratulations, Lynn Ann. You really worked hard. Now, the next thing I want to go to is the ski park. Since I've been in Redding, California, and Carl and I've been here, for me, I think I can't even believe this staggering number. I think it's almost 17 years, and for us to be together here, it's been 15. So every year I always say, we are going to go to the ski park. We're going to go to the ski park. Well, the other day I was visiting some girlfriends, and they just go up there and ski half a day, rent their gear. And I said, I really would like to do it, but I haven't put skis on since 1991. So there's a good chance I'm going to bunny slope it. It's been a while. I have no idea, that muscle memory that happens in your, you know, how to do it. But at one time, I just did nice intermediate. I like doing long, like a long, easy run. So we'll see. But Wednesday, we plan on half day. And then wouldn't you know, that's supposed to be, according to our weather on Wednesday, that's going to be like there may be some more snow up there. And by the way, speaking of weather, we are under a wind advisory right now. It could be 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts up to 28, according to the National Weather Service, with a high of 64 today. So it is chilly out.
Well, that explains the balloons that keep flying over our territory. The U.S. shot down one over Alaska, and then with Canada's approval, shot down another one over Canada. details regarding the objects that was flying through Canadian airspace were scarce, but they describe it as a small metallic balloon with a tethered payload. And it's told that the object in Alaska airspace was also believed to be a balloon. They were much smaller than the Chinese spy craft shot down more than a week ago, after it traversed the United States and came over and took photos of you and everything else, and then was shot down in the Atlantic. Here's a disquieting thing. The head of the Defense Department called his counterpart in China, who refused to take his call.
I'm telling you,
this is not the first time they've done that. When the top generals get together, General Joyce, Chief of Staff, I should say, called his counterpart. They didn't take the call. And when things happen, they need to talk back and forth. Hey, this is what happened. So it doesn't, the tensions don't rise. But when he called, there was nobody home.
Well, I thought about this on the way to work, and that was something I wanted to discuss with you too, Carl, because, the country that you're in, or the borders within that make the country, of course we've got open borders in a lot of places now, when you have other countries that maybe have mighty military, a might, if you will, and you see a country in many ways, which was great with the Super Bowl yesterday, that showed like some patriotism, but you see that maybe the inner fighting within a country, you see the party lines fighting, you see a weakness in people. There are still countries that think about world domination. And what if, not to scare people, but what if in those so-called surveillance balloons, they're letting deadly viruses go in the air. I mean, I'm sorry, my mind goes there. And under this administration and where we are right now, would that have happened in Obama, in Clinton, in Trump? You have to ask yourself, when we have a more of a military presence, would that have happened on their watch?
We don't know. We just don't know. Under Trump, it wouldn't. I mean, just because Trump is Trump. Obama, I'm not sure how he would have handled it. I don't think. But as soon as they saw it, and the reasons for not shooting it down over Montana, and then it's way over, they said they were afraid that there could be things on the balloons that could have caused. Imagine dropping a balloon from that high up, and it comes down and hits the schoolyard. Not good messaging to the United States. On the other hand, the fact that the Chinese think they can do this. Oh, and the other one is why we didn't see it before it got there. And this happened at the end of the Trump administration. They were never told about it. It went across part of the continental United States. And that's, Trump was never told about it, nor his security advisors or anything. And it wasn't until afterwards that they realized what had happened. Why is that? If they can track Santa Claus from the North Pole all the way down to everybody's house, I don't understand why they can't track a balloon that's, several balloons, tethered together with a huge object on the bottom of it, why they can't find that before it even gets into our airspace.
So the first balloon was January 28th, and it was north of the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. And then January 30th, the vessel then entered Canadian airspace over the Northwest Territories. Then January 31st, the balloon traveled south and reentered U.S. airspace over northern Idaho, according to senior military officials. February 1st, from Montana. February 4th, the balloon was captured over South Carolina. There's been four balloons. Now, that to me, is that an act? Can they say that they're from China? Is this an act of aggression? What are you doing in our airspace?
Yeah.
What are you doing in our airspace?
Well, they're spying.
Do we own our airspace?
Yeah, of course we do. We own it. And anything comes over our country. Now, China is saying, well, you've put balloons in our country. And the U.S. says, no, we haven't. So, anyway. Hey, we've got to take a break and we come back. I usually don't talk about her. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. But I just have to mention her name today. And I'm going to tell her something that she would never expect to hear from me. We'll be right back.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Okay. For which Jury brings us this portion of the show. Before we get into some major headlines here, we want to talk about some world events. 2225 Hilltop Drive. For all your jewelry needs, we love the folks. It's, you know, again, it's a mom-pop run jewelry store. They can get you anything you need and make a great deal. We love to take our things there, and, you know, I'm sure for many people, maybe you're thinking about, you know, last-minute Valentine's Day present. I don't know. Mother's Day is also coming up, Easter, all kinds of special events. Four Winds Jewelry, again, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, located on Hilltop Drive.
You know, the...
I just said that.
The Jesus ad that I was talking about was funded by the... well, one of the founders was a guy that founded Hobby Lobby, And there were several others. And the campaign is called He Gets Us. Well, AOC, who I tried never to talk about, on her Twitter account says, something tells me Jesus would not spend millions of dollars on Super Bowl ads to make fascism look benign. Well, AOC, because of that message yesterday, just let me say this to you. I love you. I do. I love you because you're a human and you have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So in accordance with the ad from yesterday, I love you, AOC. You can love the sinner and not the sins. Okay. What do you have there, sweetheart? Besides the fact that...
Costco. We went to the new Costco.
The new Costco.
On Saturday. The first time that we've been there.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, it's just like anything else. This is the one thing I don't like. But I love the fact that we have a Costco. So let me first say, I embrace the fact that it's, you know, got, bigger and more space, et cetera. What I don't like, and I'm not sure if this is just the model for all the Costcos now, is that when you're leaving, that tire store is open to the store. So you smell this. Before, in the old Costco, you would have a separate entrance for the tire place. So you weren't in your shopping experience like you're going through those oil on the tires. As you're going out with your groceries, it's this overwhelming tire smell. That I don't like. That's all I'm going to say. But, I'm glad we have a Costco. So, on the up hand, just, get over it.
Linda. It really bothered you. Anyway, hey, something else happened. We've had discussions about that roundabout.
Yeah.
I've always thought... roundabouts only work, if people are courteous to each other. As people are coming in, you slow down. Anyway, we're trying to get into the roundabout. And this is my first time on the roundabout there at Costco, and I've heard about all the problems. And as I started to pull out and merge, this truck, who was far enough away, the only thing he had to do was just take his foot off the gas, and I could emerge with no problem. No! He hit it, and causing me to have to then brake in the lane I was in to get by. And it wasn't like there was anybody even, there may have been a car behind him, but my friends, you don't have to do things like that.
There were two cars actually that give you the right of way.
That as you're coming in, well, they had, it wasn't that they didn't have the right of way. It was the fact is there was room and merging is no problem. I mean, on the freeway, when somebody comes up, I'll slow down or I'll shift lanes. Now, if nothing else, it's called courtesy. But the one truck, and he had the name of his business on the truck. And I thought about mentioning that today, but I'm not, because we all have days like this, right? But I can understand where there's problems in that roundabout if people aren't prepared to be a little polite as people are emerging in this. This roundabout for most people is new. I've driven in lots of roundabouts. And I tell you what, coming into ones in Europe, you don't have problems. People just kind of slow down and people merge and they get into their lanes and go around. I mean, but there's been like 13 or 14 wrecks out there, and I can understand why. If you don't understand, one, how the concept works, but two, if you're not willing to kind of be a little more courteous to let people merge in with you, I can see where there's going to be problems. And this is in Reading, where people are really, I have found them to be very polite when it comes to, most of the time, almost all the time, with minor exceptions, that people are polite in Reading. And if you go down to Sacramento, you've got to get a different mindset or you will be stuck.
Yeah.
On the on-ramp.
Do you see any roundabouts? I know they have them downtown in, the East Streets, and the, you know, the numbered streets and the lettered streets. They have some roundabouts out there in, those, neighborhoods. But do you, I don't know if there's any roundabouts, but I think it's a, you have to learn.
It's a learning experience.
How do you do, how you do that? And,
That was really
an interesting thing because, like you said, we were coming out of Costco. We were going around so we could get on 5 North, which meant we had to, you know, come down, go around and come. And so while we were waiting at the one place, those two cars sped by us, and we were like, well, okay. Anyway, there you go. I just kind of said what you said, but it's a learning curve. But I don't think we have that problem over in the Anderson area.
Well, one, there's a lot less traffic there. But I've been in roundabouts in Europe that are very, very traveled.
Yes.
And I still remember the, you know, that Chevy Chase, European vacation, National Lampoon's European vacation where he gets on the one in Paris and stays there for 12 hours. Cause he can't get out. But, no, I understand now why there's wrecks there at that ramp. People! Yeah. Be nice. Just be nice with each other when you're out there. Okay. The, in the M&Ms, they did away with their little round, happy people, happy M&Ms, and they brought in somebody else. Well, they've gone back to their, you know, their happy little round M&Ms, who are their spokespeople, which are cartoons. But here, two workers, M&M's company was fine because two workers fell into the chocolate vat. Now, I can just imagine two guys fall in chocolate vat that is the chocolate hot? You know, it has to be warm or, you know, with the chocolate. I don't think they fell into an M&M vat. They could have eaten their way out. So what's the safety around there? Can you imagine falling into a vat of hot chocolate?
No, I really don't know. Could it have been like the slippery field that the Super Bowl game was played on yesterday?
Okay, we'll go back to the Super Bowl. Oh, my gosh, the comments on that the players were slipping. They had to change their cleats at halftime because they were falling down out there. Or they'd make a cut, and their feet would go out from underneath them. And the kicker for the Eagles, when he made the field goal, you could see where his foot went right out underneath him, and he fell down on his ankle. It looked like just like when Mahomes was tackled again and was injured. He rolled his ankle just like – and both of them in the same way. But
all right, just
when we come back, we've got Shasta College with
right.
us. What else do you have? I'm sorry.
Well, more than 56,000 COVID-19 antigen rapid tests are being recalled. So my thought is that if you're getting some of these tests, kits, you may want to get two different brands because they're saying that 56,000 may provide inaccurate results. Universal Meditech, which initiated the nationwide recall, discovered that the Skip Pack Medical, that's called Skip 2P's Pack Medical Lab SARS-CoV-2 antigen rapid test kits were distributed without appropriate pre-market clearance or approval. So, this potentially could result in inaccurate test results due to lack of performance in the evaluation by the FDA. So, you may want to take a look and, like I said, get it. If you have those, do get a couple other, different brands.
At least see if you've got, Turkey arrested several contractors and construction company owners. The death toll in Turkey is over 33,000 people right now. And it's common knowledge that the Turkish government was pushing housing. And, you know, and for over there, that means multi-level housing, buildings. And now they're saying, and they were not checking the regulations that they were, you know, that they were building to codes. Well, now they've just arrested several of the construction magnates there that have been built, you know, have been constructing these buildings. You know, it's just like the government is say, we want you to put all these buildings up, and then they kind of like wink at you when you're building them because they want them up so fast. And then when there's a disaster, oh, no, no, let's just, let's arrest these guys. We'll be right back after the news with Shasta College, and we're going to be talking business.
And I knew if I had my chance. KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, the Biden team has apparently overcome its initial reluctance to shoot down unidentified objects in U.S. airspace. A fourth such object went to a watery grave in Michigan over the weekend.
On orders from President Biden, a fighter jet shot down an unknown object over Lake Huron. General Glenn Van Herk is head of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command.
If it is a threat, I'll shoot it down.
This follows the shooting down of a big balloon from China off the South Carolina coast. Objects were also shot down over Canada and Alaska. China now says more than 10 U.S. high-altitude balloons have flown in its airspace during the past year without its permission. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The death toll from the twin earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has risen above 35,000. It's been a week. Hopes for successful rescues dwindle. As rescue operations wrap up in Syria, residents in the northwest grapple with a new and dismal reality.
Many residents spent Sunday digging through the debris of their destroyed homes, picking up the remnants of their shattered lives and looking for ways to heal after the latest in a series of humanitarian disasters to hit the war-battered region. The UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs has visited the Turkish-Syrian border and acknowledged in a statement that Syrians have been left looking for international help that hasn't arrived. Aid convoys face many hurdles accessing the rebel enclave of northwestern Syria that largely depends on outside aid for survival. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nikki Haley apparently about to join Donald Trump seeking the GOP presidential nomination. We expect an announcement from her on Wednesday. Nice rally shaping up on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 276 points. The NASDAQ ahead 134, and the S&P is up 35 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Then a mass rally outside the Israeli parliament protesting an overhaul of the country's judicial system.
The tone of political debate in Israel is the most acrimonious known in years. Tens of thousands of people have been joining weekly protests over planned judicial changes. Today, hundreds of private companies are allowing their staff to join a general strike. Members of parliament are due to vote for the first time on a bill that would grant the government full control over the appointment of judges, including to the Supreme Court, and severely limit the country's highest court's ability to strike down legislation. Critics claim that the overhaul will upset the system of political checks and balances and undermine democracy.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Tens of thousands of Israelis hoisting flags, blowing horns and chanting democracy and no to dictatorship were involved in that demonstration at the parliament building, the largest such protest outside the Knesset in years. News and analysis, townhall.com. Recent political survey concludes President Biden, not a major factor for Democratic voters in last year's midterm elections.
According to AP VoteCast, roughly one in six voters for Democratic House candidates said they disapprove.
Biden's job performance. Two-thirds of these voters said the president was not a factor, good or bad, in their midterm decisions. Those findings suggest that GOP attacks on Mr. Biden may have little effect on Democratic voters. But they also suggest that the Democrats' strong showing in November might not translate into energy around the president's re-election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Auckland residents hunkering down, preparing for Cyclone Gabrielle. It's been just 2 weeks since a record-breaking storm swamped New Zealand's largest city and killed 4 people. This morning, much of Auckland has ground to a halt. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 13th of February, 2023. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. But he can't talk because we're using his microphone. It was microphone set. So, but good morning, buddy. And of course, Linda's here with the
good morning, everybody. It's currently 49 degrees in the downtown studio. Sunny today with a high of 64, overnight lows of 32. So you may see that little frost sign in your dashboard. Tuesday, slight chance of snow. Then showers and mostly sunny with a high of 51, overnight lows of 32. Once again, Wednesday, sunny with a high of 57. Clear skies Wednesday night, 31. Partly sunny on Thursday with a high of 50. So, boy, I'll tell you what, I put away my sweaters too early. Thursday, chance of showers overnight, lows of 37. And Friday, chance of showers once again. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business in Anderson, senior and veteran discounts, welcome. It's a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
As far as the cold weather clothing and the warm weather clothing, that's why you see my pile of sweaters on the chair back in my
behind the door.
My office behind the door. And I have to make sure there's no cold weather, which is why in July I moved the sweaters.
Well,
sure that we're not going to get any more.
We oftentimes find ourselves, doing 3 and 4 different, clothing, like we go out to the stables and with the horse, there's all of that, and then coming into the studios. We kind of keep our studios chilly in here because of
the
tendency of the equipment getting hot. All right, so now we are going to segue over to like one of our favorite times because we love our Shasta College here in Reading. And Peter Griggs always puts together the most incredible ensemble of experts that are out at Shasta College and just the kind of programs that students can know about and people are considering going with the option of Shasta College. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. It's great to be here one more time. So always enjoy these shows with you. And really excited this morning. We have our business and our accounting group with us. And this is our top program at the college by headcount. So this one that students really tend
more
to...
More than horticulture?
I know it's...
Horticulture set the bar high, ladies. I just want you to know.
Well, every single one of them we have out here, I think Carl is always telling me, hey, welding's out here. I got to get out to the college and, burn some metal and our heavy equipment. But this is a little bit of a different... We're not out in the field, but these are two programs that we're really excited to have out. We haven't had them before, and so... really thankful that they were able to make it out this morning.
Thank you so much. Well, we have Ioana Vanderlind, who is an MBA, an accounting instructor, which is fantastic. Let's put that microphone in front of you. Good morning, Ioana. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
That's great. We're going to find out more about you. And Chelsea Hendershot, who's a business instructor. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
And TJ. TJ Kidwell.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He's one of the students out there, and we're going to grill him, too.
So I look forward to it.
Ioana, tell us a little bit about yourself and your MBA and how you ended up at, not ended up, but your life and now at Shasta College.
So while I was studying, I actually started out as an accounting tutor at the college. So I worked as an accounting tutor for quite a while. Then I went on to continue my education and got my master's and then came back to the college. My accounting teacher happened to be retiring at that time. And I kind of went full circle there and got to kind of fill that space that he left open when he retired.
I'm always curious, and I'm sure Carl is too, and many of our listeners. I love to hear the backstories about where was it in your life? Were you always a numbers person? Were you great in math? When did you decide, you know, I'm really, where you find that your calling of your vocation?
I always knew I wanted to study business. I just never thought of accounting until everyone has to take an accounting class. So I took my very first accounting class with Don Singrani, and I quickly started to realize I'm not too bad at this. Maybe I should give this a go. And then he actually suggested I become a tutor. So it wasn't until I actually had to work as a tutor teaching other students the material and actually really honing in on those skills that I decided I wanted to go a bit further with that. So if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't have found the love for accounting that I did. So
I'm so glad you did, because there's some of us that math is a, what's the word I'm looking
challenge.
For?
Challenge.
That's the easiest word I can think of is challenge. So an accountant, you know, I picture them different than Ioana. Okay, I'm picturing, you know, little old guys with a little green, you know, visor on, you know, they're back there and all this. But it's all different now. I mean, and tell us about what is an accounting, what goes on in the accounting classes?
So in the financial accounting class that I teach, you first learn about the whole accounting cycle. How do we go about taking this financial information and converting it into understandable bits of information for those financial statements we sometimes hear about. And then we kind of go into stocks and bonds and all that kind of stuff. So it's not just the bookkeeping side of things. We also go into, you know, finance topics and those kinds of things. And then once you move on to managerial accounting, you're really doing cost accounting. So from a manager's perspective, how do we make those decisions with the information that we have at our disposal? So we learn how to do some of the math and the decision-making with that information. So, but the math part isn't as scary as it seems. At most, we're doing arithmetic and accounting.
Yeah, that's what, you know, on that. You're not having to go into, you know, different theorems.
I mean, you could use some calculus if you wanted to be, you know, go a bit crazy with that. You can use some of the higher-level math, but we don't need that high-level math to do what we got to do.
How the change, now you're not old at all, but when I was going to school, If you had access to one of these old calculators, you know, where you could, you know, it would add for you. I mean, that was like, whoa, that's cheating, right? They make you do everything on paper. Has that made a huge change? Is technology in these types of fields?
Definitely, I would say Excel is very widely used in the profession, even in the classroom. I try to get my students comfortable with Excel, because Excel can do a lot for you. If you know how to tell it what to do, you don't have to do a lot of that math on the side. And a lot of the accounting software programs we have nowadays does a lot of that heavy lifting for you. QuickBooks is the common one we've probably all heard of before, but I would say Excel is the big one.
Okay.
That has made life easier.
Well, for people that understand Excel, it does. I mean, somebody told me the other day, you know what, you can put this on an Excel spreadsheet. Well, it's been a while since I've done Excel spreadsheets, but they're relatively simple to use.
Well,
I just haven't been using them.
We just feel it's really important. We have an accountant that comes in, a bookkeeper who comes in to the station,
our accountant,
and does our
our books,
and then we have a CPA. Mm-hmm. So I've always been like kind of a freak about making sure that all the numbers are doubly checked. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a break, early break, and when we come back, we have Chelsea Hendershot, who's a business instructor out at Shasta College, as well as TJ Kidwell, who's a student. We want to find out what you're studying as well. We always love our Shasta College Hour that comes in once a month because we find out on some of these great programs right here in the Reading area of what you can learn if you're looking to expand, do something different with your life, a career change. We're going to have Peter come on later in the program and do talk about some of the things that happens with Shasta College with free tuition, different situations that you can have be advantageous for your future dreams.
We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps, open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. 8:18 in the morning here on the 13th of February, 47 degrees out there. Wind advisory's out, so be aware of that. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, 2 separate divisions. Judy's been helping people since 1993. families, veterans, seniors, business owners. If you're looking for somebody that understands the insurance business and financial management, head on down to 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you want a second opinion on retirement plans, 401, any of these, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with Shasta College, and we're out with the business part, the business division of Shasta College with Ioana Vanderlyn, who is the accounting instructor, MBA, and Chelsea Hendershot, who is a business instructor. Now it's Chelsea's turn.
Good morning.
Tell us about Chelsea.
Well, I am originally from Oregon, and I got my bachelor's degree at the University of Oregon. Go Ducks. I started out in pharmaceutical sales right out of college. So I worked for GlaxoSmithKline for a year. I spent the majority of my career in pharmaceuticals with Pfizer. So I was with Pfizer for about 5 years. And then I was with Sanofi Aventis for 2 years. And I started a family late in that time and determined at that point that I needed a change of pace. My husband was or is a computer science instructor out at Shasta College, and he just loved the environment, loved the students, just loved his career. And so at that point, I started working at the college as an administrator. And so I've been an administrator at the college for about 4 years, and then decided early on that, gosh, I needed to be more one-on-one with the students. I just loved being able to have more of an impact individually with the students. So I determined that my goal was to teach. So I've been teaching for about 2.5 years now as a business instructor. I did go on later to get my MBA after we started our family. So I can definitely relate to many of our students who are, you know, trying to raise families, working full-time, attending school. I did my MBA fully online as I was doing all of those things.
Well, congratulations to both of you for that.
Thank you.
You know, when we talk about business, you talk about a lot of people. We had a young football player here the other day. He said he wants to get his degree in business. What is, you know, but you hear that. What is exactly a business degree?
Well, we were actually just talking about this during the break. A business degree, I think, is one of the most well-rounded degrees that you could get. So often students in college, I mean, we have great programs at the college, and there's great programs that you can pursue and great careers you can pursue. But oftentimes a student might pick a degree early on, graduate with that degree, and then not have many job options. Whereas a business degree is so well-rounded that it can really get them in the door at almost anywhere they want to go. So it can be anyone from a banker, they can go into sales, they can go into management, they can be a supervisor, a bookkeeper. There's just really endless opportunities with that degree.
Okay.
We were discussing at the break too, as well, Chelsea and Ioana, about people who have a business. They own a business. Maybe it's a family-owned business, or they have an employer that's come in that they can maybe do Excel and maybe do, you know, some spreadsheets. But and they love this employer. They want to keep this employer. They want to help them grow. So then, this is a perfect opportunity, knowing about this program, that they can help facilitate that employer to come out to Shasta College and get these advanced degrees.
Employee.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Or a family member, but I meant like an employee to be able to go out and get these other, gold nugget, what do you want to call it?
Absolutely.
Acts of,
it helps them grow and helps the business
grow. There we go.
Grow.
It does. And I think that one thing that's important to mention is that the students can really earn any of our certificates or degrees, because we have lots of options with different focuses, fully online if they decide that that's what's best for them. And I know for the working students, that becomes a huge advantage, because it's really hard to work around a work schedule and life outside of that to make it to your college classes. We do have in-person classes, though, for those students who really learn more in person. So lots of options for the students.
TJ Kidwell, one of the students out there, not one of your 18-year-olds.
Nope.
Tell us a little bit about you, TJ.
So I moved here from Virginia in July of 21. I had attended the community college there, and I took a couple accounting and business classes. And I wasn't, not to say I wasn't interested, but I wasn't sort of hedging my bets on it. And then I moved out here, and part of the plan moving out here was I need to get back in school. I sort of left things off there. I didn't really make a whole lot of progress. So that was the first thing on my mind when I got out here. So I signed up for Shasta College in the fall of 2022. And one of the classes that I signed up for was Ms. Vanderlyn's financial accounting and then Ms. Hendershot's business math. So I've taken a class with both of them now. And it was just the interest that I was lacking back in Virginia I sort of found when I moved out here. Things sort of clicked. I went from just your average student to now I'm the president of the accounting and business club at the Shasta College. And that was sort of a, hey, I need a signature sign up. And I was like, oh, I'll just switch my name out. But then I decided to follow through with it. Now I'm involved in the student government, and it's just become this huge sort of thing that I'm like, I look in the mirror sometimes and I'm like, where did this student come from? Because this hasn't been me my entire life. I'm a bit older than your average. I mean, for a community college, I'm in the same sort of thing, but I'm not fresh out of high school. It's probably 10 plus years, something like that, since I've been in high school.
It's never too late, though, is it?
No, it's not. Now, that's one of the things that I'm slowly gaining a grasp of in life is there's no sort of finite time limit on things. And I've made more progress now than I ever made in my youth, you know what I mean? And I'm still...
Well, sometimes it takes a few years.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Do you see, TJ, where you want to take this? Or do you think maybe you become a teacher?
I don't necessarily know that teaching is in my future. I've sort of been told I would make a good teacher through interactions, but I don't necessarily know that that's there because that's a lot of responsibility. I don't know if I want on my shoulders. I don't know that I want to be responsible for training the youth of the world. But, yeah, I mean, the question of where I see things going is a day-to-day sort of thing. Some days I wake up and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing, even though I've made all this progress. And then other days I have a more definitive picture of where I want to go with things. The great thing about the accounting and the business programs, both at Shasta and just in the world, is there's such a wide range of things that I could do with that. And growing up, you sort of hear an accountant, very much like you were saying, with a green bill and the guy sitting in the corner typing away at a book, at a computer or whatever it may be. That's sort of the generic image of an accountant, but that's not what accountants are at all these days. I mean, you have them fitting into all sorts of different areas of business and other ways. And I also come from an accounting family. My mom is an accountant. My younger brother is an accountant. I'm heading into being an accountant. So it's just sort of the family business, so to speak.
So how much longer do you have out there?
Well, I'm only on my second semester. So as far as getting a two-year transferable, I'm not even a quarter of the way there. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, people, everybody I talk to, all the students like it so much out at Shasta College. They cram a two-year degree or certification into 6 years. So just be aware because, you know, they have a farm out there. You know, you can go over and burn some steel and, you know, learn to drive an 18-wheeler, you know, in between on those other classes.
Yeah.
So, no, I could see me doing that. In fact, I could do that. I could take 6 years for a one-year certificate.
I just think it's fascinating. When we come back after our break, we're going to talk more with Chelsea and Ioana Vanderlyn. Let's discuss getting past the fear of the numbers.
And then the amount of, what kind of jobs are out there? We've already talked about the business degree. You can kind of go in a lot of different directions. But accountants, are accountants kind of like accounting? That's what they can do. And then, but what kind of accounting jobs are out there? And TJ, it sounds to me like you found your home. And your place in life where you're going to go, where now you have goals out there.
Yes, sir. I'm much more hopeful for what I've got going on than I have been in the past. So.
Well, that's great. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've been going for 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there, no matter what other people may think. No. Lindo's liked everyone I've ever had. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, and that's great because you can make an appointment that works for you. Take that part of your schedule, go down, get your haircut, jump out and head on with the rest of your day. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. They are on the Cypress Square Center, of course, right off of Athens Avenue, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda about 8:32 in the morning here on the 13th of February, 2023, for those who are still a little bit slow on that. 46 degrees out there. Wind warning out in effect. So if you've got umbrellas and things out you put out for this weekend because it was so warm and beautiful, now you may want to take a look at it. Our guest today are from Shasta College, and it's Juana Vanderlyn and Chelsea Hendershot. Now, Juana is the accounting instructor, and Chelsea is a business instructor out there. And we talked to T.J. Kidwell, who was one of the students in accounting, and turns out his whole family was in accounting, so it's in his bloodstream. But now we've got Jeff Pratt has joined us, another student. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well,
great, Jeff.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I mean, we could do a whole segment on just my life story, but...
Well, hold it, keep it to 2 minutes.
Okay, so, I mean, I graduated high school up here in the North State, and then I started going to Shasta College just part-time out of high school because I didn't really have that drive. Decided that wasn't for me after about 2 years, went and joined the Navy. Spent 10 years in the Navy, traveled the world, been to lots of places.
Thank you for your service, buddy.
Thank you for your service, wow.
Yeah.
Definitely, as a lot of people say, life-changing experience.
You think?
You don't really realize how much until you come back home after 10 years.
Been to Subic Bay?
Almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've been in that part of the world.
Okay, you were over in the, on the East Coast then?
Yeah, I was stationed out of Connecticut.
Okay. Subs?
Yes, submarines.
You were in the submarine service?
I was.
Wow. Right. That's a whole.
I was going to say, we could do a whole segment on that.
Man. So you came home.
Right, so I came home, decided after 10 years in the Navy that was enough for me. I wasn't going to do another 10 for that retirement.
That's where a lot of them make that decision.
Right. It is. It's kind of that turning point. You got to commit. So I came back, decided, you know, I wasn't ready for college at 18, 20, ready for it now. So come back home. And just go back to Shasta College, which is where I started. And so now I'm there full-time and finishing up my second year here, and I'll be transferring to Chico down to finish my bachelor's starting in the fall.
In business or in accounting?
In business and accounting.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Do you? I mean, because I'm sure that you are a very visual person. You've traveled the world. You've been in some, you know, that's a whole show. We'd love to have you come back. But where do you see yourself 5 years from now? What would you like if you could create it? What would it would look like?
Let's see. 5 years from now. So I'd have my bachelor's, possibly my master's. I'm still kind of on the fence about that one. We'll figure that out when we get there. One of the things that I really liked about the business type of degree in accounting is that you can use it anywhere, right? Everyone needs accountants. Businesses are all over the country, all over the world even. So it's really something where I could figure out where I want to go and there would be jobs that would my degree could help me with. Right? Because that was one of the things when I was traveling all over the place. Like, there's a lot of amazing places out there. And I don't want to tie myself down and get like a comp sci degree or something. It's like, you know, there's remote working now, but really, a lot of that stuff is like down in Silicon Valley, Bay Area. It's like you kind of tie yourself to the big cities with certain types of careers.
Sure.
Whereas accounting is like, or business in general, that's everywhere. You know what I mean? You can go anywhere with that type of degree and get almost any type of job.
Well, I know that we went to our friend's son's wedding. He's a USC graduate in business. And they had like a USC, I guess I could use the word cohort, in England. In other spots in the world, with business degrees. And it was interesting to see how many of them were over in other countries. So I see exactly what you're talking about. And the ability to work anywhere. And then if you pick up a language, it even makes it better.
He went into international banking.
Yeah.
And lived in London for a while, met his, bride-to-be there. And then they got married in Rome, so we had a perfect excuse to go to Rome in September for their wedding. It was fabulous, but it was very interesting, the nationalities that came from, because she was Swedish, but they lived in Dubai, and her father was one of these people who founded IKEA. So there was this international Dubaians, I guess that you would call them, Swedes, Brits, people from all
Irish.
Over the world, and then the USC coalition. It was just great.
Well, and so let me switch back over to Ioana and Chelsea. Jeff just gave a perfect example where he's going. He's got some time under his belt in the service. He knows what he's looking for now. So what about going into other universities? How many of the students transfer? And what are your top five or six universities that our students go to?
So we, every year, we graduate around 160 students from our business and accounting program. Looking at the last five academic years, about 40% of those students have transferred on and completed their bachelor's. So those are pretty good numbers. 40% of those students will continue on and finish their bachelor's degree. The schools that most of our students transfer to, so Chico State is a big one. We actually have a really good partnership with Chico State where they teach classes in the same building we teach our business and accounting classes in. So students can can just continue on and receive their bachelor's degree in business at Shasta College, but through Chico State.
Great.
And then students will also transfer to Sac State, Southern Oregon University, Simpson, of course, is a huge partner of ours, and then Western Governors University, which is a fully online college.
Okay. So, how many, 180 did you say?
160.
160 every year out of your classes.
Approximately, yeah. Last year was 160. So.
What would you say, somebody that goes through, gets their 4-year degree, I guess I could go even 2 year. Now, a 2-year degree in accounting or business, you can go right there then mm-hmm. and look for jobs. Is that correct?
Yep.
Or do you encourage everybody to go on and get that 4-year degree?
Well, as far as when I talk to my students, I tell them if that's something that sparks your interest, that I'll always go further if you have the desire to and you can, because it can't hurt you. No one can take that degree away from you. You know, you'll always have it in your back pocket. But if you choose to just do a 2-year degree, you're already more employable, right? It's going to be very useful as well. But getting that bachelor's degree is going to put you in a different bucket, so to speak, in terms of when you go to look for jobs and the kind of jobs you can apply for.
Oh, so what kind of jobs can you apply for?
Well, I'll go first for
accounting. For accounting.
So accounting might seem specific, but you can also do pretty much anything if you got your degree in accounting. You don't have to go sit in a cubicle and do tax returns if you don't want to. But you can go into bookkeeping. You can become an accountant. You can become a financial analyst. You can become a consultant. There's a lot of in the finance area of things that you can go into. But when a lot of people think of accountants, they might think of auditors as well. So you can become an auditor. You can go into tax and things like that if it's specific to accounting. But Chelsea will probably list. She can list a much longer list than I can, because business. If you just say I have a business degree, the list is endless. So if you want to give an example of some of
Again, the opportunities are really endless, but specific jobs. So if we're talking about a 2-year degree, you could become, an admin assistant, right? You could earn starting around $17 an hour up to $23 with an associate's degree. Those first line supervisors are great jobs with an associate's degree. And in the next few years, we're going to see growth in those jobs, just looking at our Shasta, Tehama, Trinity mm-hmm. County. And you're going to start around $22 an hour, go up to $31 an hour. And then, of course, when you go on to your bachelor's degree, your earning potential goes up significantly. So you're going to get the higher level management type positions, starting around $30 to $35, going up to $60 to $75 an hour typically.
So if you're looking on like help wanted, mm-hmm. Or headhunters, what would they be doing? Would they, if I have a widget company and I'm wanting to bring in some people, so what would the requirements be on something like that for business?
Yeah,
marketing and all that.
Absolutely, depending on the company, and the size of it, and what their needs are. But certainly, you're going to need somebody to keep your books, right? You're going to need somebody to do all of your hiring, so that human resources component. Need somebody to market and advertise your business.
Your HR has become very, very important over the last 10 years.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, of course, you're going to need those frontline supervisors that are going to do all of the scheduling, make sure that people are rotating through their shifts, motivating their employees, doing all of the,
the grunt work.
Yeah. And then, of course, your top-level managers, too. So, again, at every level of the company, those are the types of jobs that you're going to see. The smaller businesses, though, they're going to have less employees, so you're going to have the people that do 3, 4, 5 of those roles, right? And I think it's important to mention, too, we know that not everybody wants to go and work for a traditional business. There's a lot of people out there that want to work for themselves. They're entrepreneurs. They want to start their own business. And we actually have an entrepreneurship certificate that students can earn in just one semester that'll give them really the basics, the nuts and bolts of starting a business. And then for those that don't want to invest even a semester, we have a 6-week class that's fully online that's just the down and dirty, write your business plan, develop your business model, and it's actually we have a cohort starting today, so they could even still register for that class if
they
wanted to.
My goodness. Okay, now when you say down and dirty, let's talk about what someone's going to take away from that class.
Yeah, so that class is taught by Trisha Funk, who's amazing, and she's a great community member. And so she's going to start with the concept of their business,
talk about getting a business loan, writing their business plan, how to market their business. I mean, every aspect, and kind of hold their hand every step of the way. She has a ton of experience. And so she is a great instructor for that course and, or those two courses. It's a series of two courses in 6 weeks.
That's great.
Yeah.
I could have taken that 15 years ago.
Yeah, people listening, will
probably should have.
Right. Because a lot of people are thinking about a business plan. Where do you even begin? So if anything, it's just the knowledge of how to construct it.
Yeah, we have a friend that's doing that and is working with a variety of people, you know, getting ready to start his own business. You said you kind of like you had something to say in there. So
yeah,
what
I was just
going
to mention, as far as accounting is concerned, if you got your degree in accounting.
Yeah.
In Reading alone, just the average here in Reading, accountants are earning an average of $78,000 a year. And that's just on average, so that doesn't necessarily mean you have a CPA license. It's just someone that has that education and is working in accounting. For bookkeepers, it's around $48,000 a year or so. At least that's the state average mm-hmm. for annual salary. But there's definitely earning potential in the accounting side of things. And with the pandemic, the Bureau of Labor Statistics noted that over the last 2 years, 300,000 people left the profession. Within the pandemic, people just because of the way they had to, you know, shift how they worked and all that, a lot of people went on to different jobs. So there is a large void in the accounting side of things. They have a big shortage of accountants and people that can do that kind of work, especially as we go into tax season now. So,
well, it's a little known fact that I had a chance to buy half of a tax preparation business from a guy on the beach down in San Diego, and he would come into work with his flip-flops and his shorts and a Hawaiian shirt, and he said, no, Carl, I'm going to get you through the classes, and you can take half of the customers, and he says, I said, can I wear a Hawaiian shirt? He says, well, if I don't, they get worried if they come in, and probably one of the biggest and best decisions I made when I didn't do it. Okay. we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Shasta College and Ioana Vanderlyn, who is the accounting instructor, Chelsea Hendershot, who is a business instructor, and Jeff Pratt, he's got a lot of secrets, look in his eyes there, and who's already got his life planned out here.
Power
which
student.
I like. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Every morning when you come downstairs, hair's a mess, but I don't care. My makeup on, shining so bright. My own sweatshirt never fits so
right. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just got mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
You gotta do it. Welcome back on this Monday edition. Hey, okay, be happy. That's what I'm saying.
I am happy. You know, I'm always happy.
KCNR 96.5 FM.
Is there blood on the deck? No. Then everybody should be happy.
This is your talk radio and also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. We're very, very happy on our Monday edition here to have Shasta College. It's been a wonderful program. We've got about 10 minutes left here with Ioana Vanderland, who is an MBA accounting instructor, and Chelsea Hendershot, business instructor as well, along with Jeff Pratt, who is a student getting his degree. And we've got, at the break, we talked about some things that we really wanted to cover.
Yes, but let me ask Jeff one more thing. You're older. I mean, you don't look like it, but, you know, 10 years.
I'm probably the youngest one in the room here, but yes, I'm a little older than your typical Shasta College student.
And do you find the fact that 10 years in the Navy in a technical field, and you come into this, does that give you a real, you know, step up on it, or do you have to kind of like adjust your thinking to what your fellow students, 18 and 19 year olds, are thinking? Does it make any difference in business and accounting?
I think it does. I think the work experience is definitely there. I mean, it's a military job, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of similarities to just regular civilian sector jobs. And then also, because I was in for 10 years, I started to be in that senior position where I was dealing with, you know, I was managing these 19, 20-year-old kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I say kids, but I was only 30. So the interactions with the younger people when I went back to college wasn't that strange.
Okay. Yeah, you'd been in leadership positions and all that, so you understood 18 and 19-year-olds can be a little strange.
A little strange.
Well, we had TJ earlier that was here as well, who is coming back and getting into his accounting and his, accounting and business as well. And he's in his late 20s. So this is an encouraging thing as we discuss these topics today for people who are maybe trying to figure out what's next and what we drive home again is how a business degree can just cross over to so many different job opportunities.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we have students from all ages, all walks of life, right? So we have students who have already had a career or two or three and want to change. And so they come back and they're in their 50s and 60s. I have a student right now in one of my classes who retired and just wants to do something different. She doesn't want to actually retire. So regardless of where you're at when you come into the classes, the ones that come with experience add so much depth to the conversations and to the learning that happens in the class, because the instructors are one person. But when there's multiple people that have a lifetime of experience that can speak to these different topics, it makes the learning environment so much richer. So regardless of how old you are, regardless of where you're at in life, that's what community college is for. And that's, we just love our students for that. But yeah, we do have, again, students can earn a certificate in as early as one semester, which is 17 weeks, but most of our business and accounting classes are 8 weeks, actually. So they would take a few classes over an 8-week period and then take additional classes over 8 weeks. And then we have certificates they can earn within a year, and then, of course, the full-blown associate's degree that can be earned in as little as 2 years. Certainly, we know for some students it takes them longer because life happens, but all kinds of options. So general business, business management, marketing, finance, entrepreneurship, accounting, bookkeeping, and of course, for the student that's going for the full-time student experience, they get free tuition for the first 2 years when they're full-time. So great, great opportunity.
Now, in these courses, like, I want to drop in, I want to get the information, but I don't really want to test.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yes. So we do have something called credit for prior learning because, again, students are coming from all different life experiences. And so let's say they've been in an office environment for 20 years and they've been doing the books for a business. They don't need to sit down in the basic bookkeeping class. Mm-hmm. They can talk with the instructors. They can start with their academic counselor, and then we'll evaluate what their job was and how that aligns with what they're learning in specific classes, and we can actually give them credit for those classes without them having to take them. So it's definitely a case-by-case basis based on everyone's individual experiences.
That's cool. So yeah. You don't have to take a lot of the basic courses that you already have. You can test out for them.
Yes, if they have that experience.
If
absolutely.
They have the experience.
Yep.
Okay. You're both instructors at a very fine community college. What would you say is your favorite experiences there? You know, we ask students. I'll ask Jeff that. Jeff, what's been your favorite experience at taking these classes? Because you've got a big background here.
Yeah, so to kind of circle back around to what I was talking about earlier, I've had those experiences. So taking the classes with that experience already in mind, I can already make those connections, be like, I've done this accounting theory, right? I don't have to the theory to practice. I've done the practice.
Yeah.
So when I learn the theory, I'm like, oh, now I understand, you know, why we were doing that thing. Like, why was my boss, right? Why was my chief making me, you know, you need to do it this way, or this is really important, or whatever. And they don't explain why. It's like, now I understand why. And
well,
it's just, you just make those connections, and it really is a light bulb going off in your head once everything starts to come together, especially towards the end of the class. When they put everything together. And it's just, I don't know if, you know, somebody coming straight out of high school, I don't know how easy it would be for them to make those connections. So I think I definitely had an advantage in that sense.
Of course. Now, what about you two? You're having a great time, obviously. You wouldn't be there. So what is your favorite time in the class?
My favorite time in the class is when I see a light bulb come on for the students, when they're making those connections, like Jeff was speaking to, the theory behind maybe what they've already kind of learned and had some practice in. But I also really love all of the different resources and clubs and things that we have for students on campus, because if they want to immerse themselves in that college experience, we have, I mean, for the veterans specifically, we have that new beautiful veteran center that is a one-stop shop for them. They can get all of their counseling appointments. They can get all of their financial stuff in line, everything in that one building. We've got all kinds of clubs, the business and accounting club that I think TJ mentioned, and just activities for them throughout the year. There's a welding club. I mean, all kinds of things for them to do. So I think that's my favorite part of it, is just the college environment. I think it's really fun and enriching and a great opportunity to connect with other students that might be in your classes.
And Juana, what about you?
I really enjoy being in the physical classes. I mean, I enjoy it all. But for me, spending that time with the students, and especially seeing other students interact with one another, helping each other learn and understand the material. And like Chelsea mentioned, you see the light bulb moment go off. That's when you realize, okay, this is why I do what I do, why I keep coming back. So okay. Just that interaction with the students and the, you know, one-on-one stuff.
And watching, like, I would think friendships develop because, like, there's a kinship that exactly. happens figuring out problem-solving together.
Exactly. And then you have students come back after several semesters just to let you know how they're doing. So that's always
It's always
nice.
Good to see that. Yeah. I looked up my drill instructor years later, who just happened to be at the same duty station I was at, and we just had a great visit. Hey, Jeff, do you go to the Veterans Resource Center? Do you use that?
Oh, absolutely. Even if you just use it as your own, like, personal quiet space, because mm-hmm. it's almost like a little exclusive club on campus where you can just go and, you know,
do
whatever you need.
Do you all ever sit and talk and laugh about things you see? You can't believe what this person said in class.
I mean, I'm sure those conversations happen.
I've talked to, you know, former Marines that came back after a couple of combat tours, and they would get together and they'd say, I don't think they realize what they're seeing.
And
that.
On closing thought here, yeah. We do have to put in some contact information. Where do we go for those people who are interested in these programs?
Yeah,
that sounds great.
So they can email us directly, and then we can triage whatever their need is. We might be able to help them, but maybe they'd be better talking to financial aid or a counselor. But my email address is chendershot, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-H-O-T, at shastacollege.edu.
And my email is javanderlinde at shastacollege.edu.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Jeff and TJ and our instructors.